is Joanna Schrader reporting live from Wind Energy Day at the Iowa Capitol. And I am here right now with Joey Titus. Joey, how are you?
Pretty good.
So Joey, you are with a group called Chasing Methane. And I think you have two really unique things. Your age is one, and two, actually what you're promoting here today. So first of all, let's start off and tell me a little bit about Chasing Methane.
So we're a group of 13-year-olds, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, and we're working with composting food because right now the food waste coming from restaurants is going to the landfill, which is creating methane, and methane is 25 times more damaging at trapping heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. And so we did audits where we looked through trash at two Iowa City restaurants, Carlos O'Kelly's and Applebee's. And then in that data, we show that combined, those two together make produce about 2 tons of waste every week, and 75% of that waste can be composted, which would leave only 25% of that waste left, which is mostly just landfill waste.
So, Joey, when you talk about the composting, would you like to see initiatives where you see local composting within local communities, or would you like to see more of a statewide composting project?
A statewide composting project, and maybe even nationwide. We want to get this as far as we can because right now, this methane is going up and it's affecting the ozone layer, which is causing global warming, and it's affecting all the weather that we're having and everything that's happening to that, which is causing natural disasters like earthquakes to happen and the floods. So we want to try and stop the methane from having a chance to get up to the ozone layer by just not creating as much methane.
So when did you get interested in this? How long has Chasing Methane been active?
We've been doing it since August, and we decided to get into this because my dad's the manager of Carlos O'Kelly's in town, and he saw the food going out every day that no one was finishing, the table scraps, the post-consumer, and he saw that that made a difference, so we wanted to make a difference, so we put together this group to try and stop composting start composting and stop putting all this food into the landfill by trying to get this bill passed up here at the Capitol, so that we can, and we want the bill to have so that restaurants have to compost to stop the methane from getting up to the ozone layer.
So what's your thought then, if the restaurants begin composting, what are you advocating these restaurants to do with their compost?
Well, there's a couple different options. You could compost on your own with like a hand-turned one, or you could have a truck come and pick up your compost every week, or you could go and drop off the compost so that it creates a fertilizer-rich soil, which is much more productive because you can put it, like, help grow your plants and stuff like that, which is much better than affecting the ozone layer.
So, Joey, I know you have a pretty small group here today, but can other kids and other people across the state join your initiative?
Yeah, they can if they just, like, they could start their own group if they wanted to and sort of start going forward. Like, when you're at restaurants, you want to maybe pick one that does compost over one that doesn't. Or you could go just try and compost at home, which can help, because it's not only restaurants that's creating that food waste. It's when people at home, it can be restaurants, it can be factories that are all creating this food that's going up to the landfill. And because right now 50% of food that is produced is being eaten, only 50%, which means that half the food being produced is going to the landfill just to cause more problems.
So Joey, do you have a website where people can go to get more information?
Yeah, we have chasingmethane.weebly.com, and it's got experts like Jonathan Bloom and Jen Jordan on there, and you can contact us directly, like me or so anyone else in my team, and you can learn about what we're doing and how we're making a difference.
Great. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
Thanks, Joey.
Yep.